For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey moms, dads, teachers, and coaches, visit PNCAchieversBaltimore.com and nominate a local high school lacrosse player who demonstrates excellent leadership qualities in the classroom, community, and on the field. Every Tuesday from March 3rd to May 19th, we will be highlighting a PNC Achiever on air and online.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, This is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
With the 14th pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the Ravens selected Penn State guard Olaivavenga-Ioane. Some viewed him as the best overall offensive lineman heading into this draft. Ioane talked about what he brings to the Ravens.
You know, for me, when I get there, I'm bringing, you know, my pass protection. You know, that's something I work on every day. You know, same thing for the run game. On the pass game, I'm coming in with, you know, the mentality that I'm not trying to get beat. Nobody's going to touch my quarterback, and as simple as that. In the run game, you know, same mindset of being a mauler. You know, I'm trying to open up lanes for our running back, protect the running back in that case, and, you know, just play ball.
Interior offensive line was a glaring need for this team, coming off a season where they allowed 45 sacks, which was the 12th most in the NFL. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Jerry's Home Services. Jerry's Home Services is the choice of Maryland homeowners with an impeccable industry reputation. Just ask Jerry's for a fast, free estimate by calling 410-766-6800 or visit jerrysiding.com. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Got a way, won't you leave me?
All right, Ben, you got it right. You got it right, Benjamin. Yes, sir. PYT Friday. Ben, is your name, is your full name Benjamin? Is your birth name Benjamin?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Benjamin. Because I used to think everybody named Ben was a Benjamin, and that's not the case.
Did anybody call you Benny?
No.
All right. Yeah, not in vibe.
Yeah.
Funny jet.
Whip your ass, you call me Ben. Yeah, because I thought, for instance, I thought Ben McDonald's name was Benjamin.
It's not?
Ben is not even his first name.
Is it short for Benifer?
No.
Oh.
No. It's Larry Bernard.
I get that a lot, Jeremy.
Really? Yeah. Benifer?
Yeah. Benifer. It's Larry Bernard. So I guess he didn't want to be Larry, so he went with Ben.
People always ask me what Mike was short for. I said, because he's only 5'4". His parents are short. No. Mike, you know how you do Michael. Anyway. We're not at that point
not
yet.
Not at that point yet.
No, sorry.
Ed?
Yes.
Save me, please.
I don't even know what the hell's going on. I don't know where Ben got Ben from Larry Bernard.
So. Bernard. Yeah.
Bernard.
Oh, yeah. It was Bernard.
No,
like Bernie.
Bernard.
Yeah.
Then he would be Bernie McDonald.
A lot of guys use middle names.
He'd be Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You should start calling him Benny Mac.
Yeah. Well, Benny Nolan Mac. Ryan. You know, Nolan Ryan's first name is Lynn.
Really? L-Y-N-N?
Yes. Lynn.
I called him the Wild Man.
Tom Seaver's first name is George.
So everybody goes with a cool name?
A lot of guys go with middle names. Yeah.
If I was a pro ball player, I wouldn't go with my middle name. I wouldn't do it.
I would.
I wouldn't. If I was a porn star, I would. I'd go with my middle name in the street, the first street I lived on. I'd be Leon North.
I've always wondered how you
That's
get
a good name, isn't it?
How do you get Dick from Richard? Do you start with buying him a drink? Who came up with that idea?
Yeah, that is an odd one, isn't it?
And then you pick to go with that one?
So
yeah,
Ben,
just call me Dickie.
That's what I don't get. I really don't.
How do you get Bob from Rob? What is that? Bob.
I have a friend that we call Bobbert.
I had American Legion coach. He used to call me Bob. Look, dude, my name is Robert. No, please don't call me Bob. And every time, okay, every Robbie. Now and then he was slipping in. Hey, Bob, no, I'm not responding to that. I'm not. My name is not Bob. He called me Rob, but not Bob. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
I don't like the first round pick, and it's not because I don't think he's going to be a good player, but, I mean, have we forgotten about Emory Jones? I didn't see guard as a huge need. I mean, offensive line, with the biggest hole is center, and, is, you know, we're not going to – obviously couldn't address that in the first round. But, you know, I had a lot of confidence in Emory Jones last year when they drafted him, and basically was a redshirt season for him. You know, and he still went the third round.
Why was it a redshirt season for him?
Well, he had shoulder surgery. He didn't get healthy until almost to the end of the year.
So let me say this, Mark. See, I believe they didn't draft a pass rusher early because they got Mike Green. I believe they drafted an offensive lineman early because they have Emory Jones. You say, have we forgotten about Emory Jones? Evidently, they have not. And if he was that guy, they wouldn't have wasted a pick on the first round. They know more than we know.
I mean, the same could be said about Mike Green. If he was that guy, why would they want Hendrickson and
Crosby? Because you need two.
Well, if Mike Green was that guy, you wouldn't have wasted, you know, $220 million plus contracts on pass rush.
No, you
really thought Mike Green was that good.
You got to have two.
You got to have two. They just neutralized the one.
Yeah.
If it would have went to plan, they would have had Hendrickson and Crosby, right?
Yeah.
So now they're saying, well, we have Green. So if Green is that good, they wouldn't have had a need for both Hendrickson and Crosby.
Well, I mean, it's clear that they had...
Green is not Crosby, though.
But it's clear
neither is Hendrickson, for that matter.
They had Juwani rated higher because Bain was on the board at the same time.
You spend a first-round pick on a guy that most likely you're not going to keep after 4 years for the same reasons you got rid of Lindelof.
I don't like it. This drives me crazy. If in the next 4 years they win two Super Bowls, is that not worth it?
But even still, like, I get it's an interior lineman. You don't want to pay that. They were forced because of where they were at financially, figuring out what was going to happen with pass rush, what was going to happen with Lamar, the Max Crosby deal, all that stuff that was supposed
to... Jeremy, this is the same city that was upset when Gunnar Henderson won Rookie of the Year because you wouldn't be able to re-sign him. You're thinking about already what's going to happen
that's
in 5 years.
Right. Yes.
I mean, give me a break, man.
Yeah.
That's 4 years is a long time in the National Football League. How long does the average player last in the NFL?
2.7.
Exactly. So if you get 4 years out of them, that's more than average. I'm not worried about the second contract. Play like an absolute monster for the first contract. If our biggest problem is he plays so well that you can't re-sign him, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but by the way, the contract that Linderbaum got was the largest contract for that position
in the
history of the league. Yeah. Don't act like that's going to happen every single time. And I get it, like drafting guys, interior linemen early, and if it works out and things are going well, you're going to have to pay him. But that's a good problem to have.
I'm not even arguing the fact that he doesn't like the pick. That's cool. Cool that you don't like the pick.
Right.
But the reasons you give is like, I don't know. Especially the last one.
It didn't make any damn sense.
Let's go to...
None.
North Carolina, get Frank. What's up, Frank?
These calls, guys. What are we doing? Like, the pick is not sexy. That's fine, but look at the stats. I mean, this team needs help in the trenches. You cannot get beat with four down linemen. Lamar's running for his life. What was the stat? 12th ranked in sacks at 45. Like, come on, you're gonna protect Lamar by getting a pass catcher, the sexy pass catcher, no matter where he is or what position it is. At skill position over a big guy in the trenches. The trenches ain't pretty, but man, that's a need. And like the cost of going after. Yeah, like you got to protect Lamar. You got to get.
You got to protect Derrick Henry too. Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes. It's a two-way street. So it may not be the sexy pick, but man, I'm totally fine with it. There's going to be players available later. DaCosta has already shown me as a fan that they're going to go a little out of the norm to do things with the Max Crosby, even though it fell through, the intent was there, it was almost done. Whatever the case, like this doesn't seem like it's going to be a normal Ravens rest of the draft. They might pull off some crazy moves, trades, who knows, but Take more linemen, build the trenches, get some defensive guys as well. Pass rush, it don't matter. It's going to get schemed up the right way this season, and I'm confident. I'm ready to roll.
I'm with Frank. What part of North Carolina? What part of North Carolina, Frank?
I'm in Central, right outside Winston.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot for the call. It's not too far from your son, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Have you ever seen the Eagles' offensive line?
Yes.
What have they done the last couple of years?
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Remember Marshall Yanda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty important to the team's success.
Like, remember all those times the Ravens were blowing double-digit leads? You know what helps with that? Running the football late in the game.
Yeah.
Just
and you know what else?
People.
You lost Pat Ricard. Big loss for the running game. Like, this is really important.
410-583-1057 is the number. We still have Mike Preston, Ken Wyman, Vinny Serrato, Ray Rice. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, man, we are. I'm glad you came to me for this one. I don't even know how to tease this one. We have one guy, a big game hunter, who was 75. He went out to hunt some elephants. I'll tell you what happened to him. Did not work out the way that he had hoped. And also, single dad, 26. He had to have 4 inches of this removed because of cancer. This is a tough one. We'll talk about it next in the World of Stupid.
This is the fan, baby.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. The Fan. If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. An accident, 95 southbound, just past exit 52. That's the BW Parkway. Has you backed up a bit there. The inner loop of the Beltway is slow at Park Heights Avenue. The outer loop, you're on the brakes from Harford Road to Providence, then again in the usual spots from 795 to Baltimore National Pike on and off. 83 southbound, the JFX, an accident at exit 9. That's Cold Spring Lane. Has you backed up a little bit there. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Highlighting stupid around the world. It's time for Jeremy Kahn's.
Come on, dumbass, play it.
World of Stupid.
All right, here we go. Always like to talk about some fun stuff here. How about a guy that got lost in Arizona for 5 days out in the wilderness? I didn't know that there's wilderness in Arizona. I guess it's everywhere. This story is kind of that's kind of disgusting. 76-year-old Vietnam vet recalls harrowing 5 days lost in Arizona wilderness. He survived rattlesnake attacks, and he was forced to drink his own urine because he likes the taste and because it's sterile, Rob. But that's not why he drank it. He was thirsty. A Vietnam veteran is recovering after spending 5 days lost in Arizona wilderness. He was sleeping under trees, drinking his own urine. Mark Eric Young, 76, decided to extend his stay in the Verde Valley area after attending a wedding and drove out to Bloody Basin for a solo hike on April 16th. Won't find Rob on a solo hike. Won't find me on a solo hike.
Yep. Or, yeah.
What, you won't find me on any hikes.
You don't like hiking?
Hell no. Why do I go? You're going to walk someplace to end up walking back from it? It's, I don't get it. You're seeing trees. It's, You can have it. I've seen all that stuff before. I don't need it. And look, if you like it, that's fine. I don't. So don't sit here and tell me I'm wrong. I would rather do anything else than hike. My wife knows when we go on vacation, and she's like, hey, I think we're going to go on a hike. And I was like, you guys have fun. Let me know if you get lost. But yeah, this guy survived.
How do they let you know if they're lost? Are they lost?
Smoke signals, Rob. Okay. Smoke signals. That's what we use. he sheltered under cedar and pine trees each night and had limited supplies with him, including a military compass, canteens, lighters, and water purification tablets. Well, at least he was ready for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So, kind of a scary situation to be in. Speaking of scary situations, millionaire U.S. big game hunter. I've said this before. If you're hunting for food, hats off to you. I don't understand the people that hunt for sport. It just doesn't. It's not for me. But we get stories like this all the time. It's not a happy ending, but 75-year-old trampled to death by 5 elephants while hunting antelope in Central Africa. Yeah, I guess they were It's a circle of life there, buddy.
And once again, ain't no fun when a rabbit has the gun.
Californian vineyard owner Ernie Docio, 75, who owns a vast collection of exotic animal heads in a trophy room at his home, was trampled to death. He was being guided by a professional hunter in the thick of the forest of Gabon on 30,000 euros for a shot at the elusive yellow-backed duker.
On antelopes?
What?
Extinct?
No. No, there's different kinds.
It's different weight. A lot of different
breeds. Yeah, there's so many different breeds of them, yeah.
Now, what do you get hunt them for?
Apparently, he hunts them put on his wall.
I mean, you could hunt. I'm assuming you could still eat antelope. It'd probably be game, wouldn't it?
Yeah. People do. No, yeah. I've eaten antelope. There was a place in Manhattan that used to have all those exotic meats.
Yeah.
And they'd feed the cops once in a while when they had exotic meat. Now you could come in and they'd give you some of it.
Well, over the decades, this guy has hunted elephants, leopards, rhinos, buffaloes, and lion across Africa and back home in the U.S. He's hunted almost every species of wild deer.
Let me ask you this question, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you participate in dangerous activities like that, it's your thing, do you think? But when your ending comes like this, is it truly tragic?
No, I don't think so, seriously.
Have you seen what they're
it's
doing?
It's not tragic. You are participating in something that literally puts your life on the line.
Yeah, there's a difference here. Like I watched a special about this T-37. It was a tiger in India that was enormous. And they had this preserve, and a couple of the park rangers got killed trying to take care of this thing or get near it and all. That was tragic.
That's tragic.
If you're hunting stuff, killing animals to put on your wall, and you get trampled to death,
there you go.
Karma's a bitch, man.
There you go. You were a hunter, Ed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ate every deer we killed.
I was going to say, I don't think Ed was putting it on his wall, though. Ed
no.
Was meals.
I had no, none of that. It was actually, we made, steaks out of it and sausages and things like that.
Yeah, my family has plenty of lovely rooms of death, so there's lots of heads on the wall. Most of the stuff they've eaten, some of the stuff they've bought, too. But, like, my dad killed a bear that was coming up a tree at him and turned it into a rug. I think he's actually tried bear. Most people don't like it. It's like too rough. And
see, that's different. You were coming to attack me. Now I'm treading on you.
You know what's funny? I had a deer head on my wall in my house in Hampstead.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of rebar.
Really?
It was brilliant. Yeah. That was the antlers. It was rebar. Like you see in buildings.
Well, this last story, go ahead and clutch your pearls for a second. Single dad, 26. Had to have 4 inches of his penis amputated after cancer ate away a big crater. Now, if he had 4 inches to give away, he was already in good shape, right?
Yeah, but that's still a significant amount of your penis.
That's all of it, Rob. Like, where am I? I got to get 2 inches more penis from someone else to come up with four. The hell am I supposed to do? But this poor... this poor guy, a penile cancer survivor, is raising awareness of the rare disease that ate away at parts of his penis 7 years ago when he was just 26. Ooh. Stephen Hamill sat down with the host of ITV's This Morning.
Now, this is tragic.
Yes.
Yeah.
About his near-death experience that resulted from initial misdiagnosis. In 2019, Hamill woke up one morning to find that his penis was severely swollen. I'm not laughing. I'm coughing. Sorry. He decided to ignore
it. You're on camera. You're
on camera. We see you laughing.
Yeah, I see you laughing.
No, you guys know what's been... The longer I talk, the more it's going to make me cough. I'll tell you what, I'm laughing at this guy's wiener. He decided to ignore it and hope it went away itself, something I would do. Hey, it keeps getting bigger. I kind of like this, but it hurts. Every guy would probably do that. That's what we all do. I looked down, and it was just blood everywhere, like the cupboards on my feet, all over the kitchen floor. He said there was just blood pouring out of it. Ugh. It can't be penile cancer. You're 26. It only affects men over 50. Wrong. Thinking he was cancer-free and only suffering from a really bad case of balanitis? What is that? Like my eyes are bad. A bacterial infection on the head of the wiener, also known as the glands. That would be cleared up by topical steroid the doctors instructed him to apply. But that wasn't it. They needed to remove 4 inches. That's a lot, man.
It's the saddest story you've done in weeks, actually.
I mean, I try to end
this
on like
the world's sad here.
Yeah.
Is that an upbeat note for you?
Am I the only one that has his legs crossed right now?
No, you're not. I'm very uncomfortable talking about
He said
about
he
this.
Sees life in a different way now.
I'm
but
sure.
He's got to worry about rolling out of bed because he doesn't have enough to put it, take a half of Viagra. So you don't roll out of bed at night, you got your kickstand.
Right.
And he can't even do that anymore.
How do you know? He may have 6 inches left.
Yeah, I know. He's still putting some of us to shame, but that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn.
Wiener, wiener.
Ken
wiener,
Wyman wiener. Joins us at 9. Daily Line at 8:45. But on the other side, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He weighs in on the Ravens' first-round pick on The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Have you been to the dentist? How come? Because I heard you say no. Well, if it's fear, you're not alone. About a third of Americans have the same issue. I get it. But the problem is, I know a lot of people that's kept away from their annual checkup for like years, like 5 years, 10 years. You can't do that. If you gotta go, you have to go. And it's not just the obvious. It's not just your teeth and gums. It's your whole body. It's your oral health affects everything. Your heart, everything. It really does. So if you haven't gone, please go. And please go to the Smile Design Center, because Dr. Lairfield, first of all, he has sedation options. So whatever you have done will be comfortable and stress-free. So that puts that excuse to bed. He has financing options with zero interest, options. So that's another one that you can't point to and say, oh, I can't go to the dentist. You need to go. And I recommend Smile Design for a lot of reasons. First of all, he's a nice human being. So is the entire staff. Doesn't even smell like a dental office. And they do great work. Obviously, they do all your basic dentistry, but they specialize in cosmetic work. So if you have something that's bothering you, you need an implant, or just a teeth whitening, whatever it is, get your self-confidence back. Give them a call. Just go, please. The number is 410-321-1100. Make the appointment today, and please tell them I sent you down there.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love, because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Traffic sponsored by JATC Local 24.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good, no problems. The outer loop a bit slow at Harford Road. And then you're on the brakes from Liberty Road to Baltimore National Pike on and off on the west side. 95 southbound right at Fort McHenry, Bore 1. There's road work there slowing you down a little bit. 895 southbound is a little bit slow from O'Donnell Street through the Harbor Tunnel. And 95 northbound right at exit 67, that's Route 43. An accident has the right shoulder blocked. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Looking for a great opportunity where you can earn while you learn? Check out the Electrical Apprenticeship Program at JATC Local 24. Go to JATC24.org for more information.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
Olave Vangiwane was the most common name being mocked to the Ravens ahead of the 2026 NFL Draft. For a second straight year, Baltimore was able to stay put and get their guy. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta spoke when if there was any concern with so many projections linking the team to Ioane.
You're always a little concerned. You're not really sure, especially where there's some teams picking in front of us that know us pretty well. Kind of similar last year with Starks, I think. But in the end, we just kind of stick to the board and let the board fall to us, which is something I learned from Ozzie many years ago. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And if it hadn't worked out, we had other players that we would have picked, excellent players.
The Ravens hold the 45th and 80th pick in the second and third round tonight. In Orioles news, Dean Kramer was placed on the 15-day IL with a right quad strain retroactive to April 20th. Brandon Young was recalled as the corresponding move, and will get the start against the Red Sox tonight. First pitch from Camden Yards is set for 7:05. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Plaza Ford. Plaza Ford offers transparent pricing on their entire extensive inventory of new, used, or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with no hidden fees. Visit them online at plazaford.com. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
A cop, a coach, a con man, and an average Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Mad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn.
Sounds like we're bringing someone in pretty classy.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Mike Preston. What's going on, Mike?
The man is back. Hey, that's for you, Jeremy.
Good to hear you, man.
Hey, Mike, we're going to talk a lot of Ravens draft with you, but before we go into that, I have not watched Hard Knocks since the Ravens were on it.
Really?
However, if they decide to do the Las Vegas Raiders Hard Knocks, I'm watching it because I would love to see the quarterback room of Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza. What did you say, Jeremy? Coach, I woke up being the cheesiest. Yeah. That would be the cheesiest quarterback room in the history of the National Football. I would watch just for that.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I want to see what goes on in the Rams locker room.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cat fight.
He was not happy. The head coach was not happy about that move. You could tell by his face, and I'm watching him like, oh, man, he's pissed off. and they take the Alabama quarterback. Yeah.
Did you hear what he said, Mike? He said, yeah, he's going to come in and compete with our second string guy. The guy you just took in the first round.
But what gets me is I'm watching NFL Network, them break it down afterwards. They're saying, you know, I mean, this is a good pick for McVay because now he signed up for a while. He has his next quarterback. I'm like,
how did you know?
Y'all not read the room? Did you not hear what we heard? Yeah. No, he's not.
Depends what broadcast you watch, too, because guys were actually, they were measuring their criticism. I'm going like, well, he really doesn't have much of a resume, but trying to blue sky it. This is the dumbest pick of the draft, and it's like makes. And then you look at Mike. You look at the guys right behind him. I mean, the Ravens pick and the next 15 picks, you know, all could help the team more.
Yep, I agree, man. I was astonished by that pick. See, oh come on now. I mean, I heard some of the hype. But I wasn't buying it because I seen the kid play. He's not all of that. He definitely isn't. So what they were thinking.
And he's not going to play for years if he plays at all.
Or should I say, what were they smoking? I don't know.
Well, let me ask you about the Ravens pick. Ioane, is that who you thought they should have taken at that spot, especially with Reuben Bain and Kenyon Sadiq on the board?
They stayed true to their board. Yep. And you know, Eric DaCosta afterwards said there were 7 players that they could have had in position. But they need help inside. You know, and Lindenbaum left. He goes to Vegas. They had no help on the inside. You know, and you can say whatever you want about Lamar Jackson. Everyone talks about the pass rush being so strong from the outside. If you can get a pass rush up the gut, you're in business.
Yep.
And they couldn't stop a pass rush inside. So now they go get this guy, and I loved when he called him Haloti Ngata. And I'm like, yeah, that's what they need. They need a mauler, a mean, nasty presence on the 2-3 yard line when you're pounding the ball and you're saying, who do I have here? Do I have Orlando Brown Sr.? Or Orlando Brown Jr. Which one do I have?
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, still a lot of needs for this football team. I like the inside linebacker, C.J. Allen out of Georgia, tight end, Eli Stowers out of Vandy. Where do you see these guys going next? The Ravens,
That's going to be an interesting call because you know how Eric loves to go and get cornerbacks for some reason and safeties. I'm with you. I like edge rushers. I like guys on the outside. I also like adding another offensive lineman because this is a deep draft for offensive guards, especially interior people. So he can look there as well, and that's where you build. And if you go find a defensive lineman, because no one knows if that PK is going to come back, you can talk and say whatever you want. But until he's out there on the field, and even then, I still wonder about that neck injury. I would still go and beef up my interior lines because, guys, I don't care what anybody says. They can say football has changed all they want, but in the last 2 years, look who the champions have been, and they've been dominant on both of their lines, interior lines.
Yeah.
And that's where the ball game is still won, And, you know, and I'll say it again, your five fat guys have to beat their five fat guys, and you win most games. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. I pointed to Mike earlier before you came on. I pointed to the Eagles. You ever see that offensive line? I mean,
they're good.
Huge. They're good. I mean, and that's why the tush push worked, and no one could stop it. I mean, that, and they go to the Super Bowl. It's like, that's what you need. And, you know, I'm so not surprised, but disappointed with some of the callers. Like, this pick was terrible. Like, of all the, yeah, I know. You should have, you know, picked up another receiver. So, you know, like, Mekhi Lemon is going to help us win a championship. No, no.
How dare you talk about wide receivers like that?
You know,
they would help you. How dare you?
And Daniel Falele and Colin Lindenbaum are no longer with this team. Voorhees is, but they didn't get it done. And, man, if you can maul people, and one of the worst things in football is to have a team be able to run the football against you. Yeah, oh, my God.
When you know they're going to run. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't stop it. That's degrading. That's demoralizing. And I want them to get back to that. I want them to get back to their style. And you got the feature back in Derrick Henry. Please use him. And, well, and we've seen that the last two or three years where you kept wondering, why don't they use Derrick Henry? Is something wrong with him? I want him to go back. And I don't know how great he is. And I think he has lost a step, but still looks pretty good to me. I'd use him. And so that's where I'm at.
What do you think about – so the AFC North, Cincinnati trades for Sexy Dexy, so they don't have a first-round pick. But the other three teams all went for offensive linemen. The Steelers, I think, panicked because Mekhi Lemon, who they were calling and saying they were drafting, got swooped in and stolen by the Eagles. What do you think about what the AFC North was doing? Clearly an emphasis on the offense and defensive line.
Again, that's where you win the games. And you saw what Monken did in Cleveland. Oh, let me go find a big tackle, big left tackle. That's what you do, and that's how you win football games. And they did it. They finally took notice, except for Pittsburgh. Still got to go find a quarterback. How in the heck can you play in this league and you don't have a quarterback at all? That's troubling. And Mike Tomlin got out of town quick enough to say, I ain't staying here anymore. I want to see what McCarthy does in Pittsburgh. You know, if he's still waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come back. Interesting.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. You can follow him for more draft coverage for the 2026 draft, Baltimore Ravens. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Have we talked to Mike about the loss of the punter? Because I know you guys, Rob's already hurt, Jordan Stout on another team. I know how much Mike loves special teams.
Let me tell you something. I cried my eyes out when Stout left.
We were texting one another. You making fun of it. It's true.
You was crying like a... Anyway. You
know. All right, Mike. Enjoy the rest of the draft, man.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057 is the number.
Can't finish that line.
Ken Wyman, Vinny Serrato, and Ray Rice still to come. On the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into winning night last night. Could have been so much better. It started off really strong as I hit my first three baseball plays of the day and then took a crap in the last two, basically. Split in the NBA and NHL I won with Carolina. So got a bunch of stuff today. There's a couple of weather spots to look at, some interesting matchups, some teams or players facing former teams. Got an NBA play and an NHL play for you as well. We'll get into all that next in the Daily Line.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Should you take a running back third overall? Only if he's truly special. If Jeremiah Love is the next Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs, then the Cardinals nailed it. But if not, Arizona passed on much bigger needs for a luxury pick at number three. When you're picking that high, you don't hope, you have to know. We'll find out soon enough in the desert. I'm John Lund.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway slow at Green Spring Avenue. The outer loop slow Hartford Road to Providence. And then you're on the brakes Liberty Road to Baltimore National Pike on and off. 895 northbound at the Harbor Tunnel. An accident has the left lane shut down there. 95 southbound, you're on the brakes from O'Donnell Street through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Overs, unders, favorites, and dogs. It's Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Show me the money.
On 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Life Med Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at Life Med Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to lifemedinstitute.com to find out more.
All right, let's start it off here with how yesterday went. Had the Cubs and Phillies over, told you that was great hitting weather. Turned out to be one of the best games of the day, unless you were a Phillies fan, as it was, 7-7 going into extras? Mm-hmm. And there were, Phillies tie the game, Cubs take the lead in the bottom, Phillies tie it in the top, and then Cubs come back and win it in the bottom. It was just like... It was crazy to watch how everything played out, but a really good game, lots of scoring there. Didn't get quite all the hits that I wanted. There were a couple of guys that I thought were going to play. Like Kyle Schwarber did nothing in yesterday's game, which kind of shocked me. That being said, had the under in the Red Sox-Yankees game. I think I said something at the beginning of the series when the first game goes under, the rest of them tend to go under, and when the first game goes over, the rest of them tend to go over. I don't know why that is or why that's been this way the past couple of years. Go back and look at their series. All three games went under.
Those teams? Or
the Yankees and Red Sox. Over the past 5 years, whenever they've played, one thing dominates. Either the Yankees sweep, which they did here, and all the games went under, or we have it the other way where the Red Sox are dominating, or all the games go over. It's just, I don't know, it's one of those weird things that have been happening with them recently. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not necessarily a way to handicap games, but I like the under in all three plays, and they all worked out. So I'll take it. I got really lucky with the Padres, man. But that's Coors Field for you. Padres are losing the whole game. It's 7-3. We're getting to the, seventh, eighth inning, and then they come back and win 9-7 or 10-8, whatever it was. Just a crazy-ass game. And then I lost... My two late games, the Mets-Twins, I had the under. They came out, and Joe Ryan forgot how to pitch in the first inning, and the Mets figured out how to hit, and so they scored a ton of runs.
They won?
Yeah.
Yeah, two in a row. I know.
They tried to give it away late. The Cavs and Raptors, I had the under there, and then they had a crazy-ass fourth quarter, and it went over. So 3-2 of my top plays. But overall, it was a nice day, a winning day. As I said, I had the Hurricanes. I had the Hawks. Those were winning plays as well. Now, what to look at today? I'll start with, the NHL. Tampa Bay, -110 on the road. I like to, Ed, you can sit here and talk about it. I know it's a team that you watch constantly. I just think they're the better team, and even going on the road here, I like them in this spot. I think
they are the better team. It's just the series is tied, though. I think Tampa's done everything they can to lose these games. I mean, I know they're trying to out-physical Montreal, because I think Montreal's fast. Montreal's the youngest team in the league. So that helps with team speed. But the Tampa, the Lightning are taking some dumb penalties at dumb times, like the last 22 seconds of the third period, things like that.
Yeah, I like them to win tonight. I think they get it done. In the NBA, I know people aren't going to want to do this, as the Rockets, as favorites on the road, lost both games to the Lakers, and they look like something's off. Take the Rockets tonight, -8.5. You're going to get the best game you're going to get from them in the postseason, being down 0-2, going back home for some home cooking, and feeding off of that crowd against the Lakers team that's not very good. I mean, what LeBron and some of these other guys have been doing, like Marcus Smart. I mean, the others are stepping up. Rui Hachimura, Marcus Smart, in hopes that they can get Luka back, extend this series, and maybe get him if they're able to beat the Rockets in the next series. But we'll see. And then you mentioned, too, Rob, we were talking about Jalen Williams went down for the Thunder, and that's not looking good either. I mean, they're still amazing without him. But he's a nice piece to have.
I think they can get there without him. They get there easier with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why this would be? Because I think I know the answer. The Hurricanes are up 3-0 on the Ottawa Senators.
Mm-hmm.
So, who comes back from three-game deficit in a seven-game series? The next game on Saturday is in Ottawa, and they're a -115, they being the Senators.
Yeah. I honestly...
Like they do? Like one of those things?
So, look, well, I mean, you can't see it, but I literally, because I preview stuff for the next day, I literally wrote down Carolina and Ottawa. Ottawa's minus 110, the total's 5.5. I like the under tomorrow, but like everything... Look, when anytime a team gets up 3-0, you're like, they don't want to go back to Carolina and play another game, right, for it eventually to end. I think hockey's a little bit different than it is in the NBA, where guys will fold up shop and go Cancun on three. I think Ottawa comes out and plays. The money is telling me to take Ottawa tomorrow, but I can't. So I'm on the under in that spot. But yeah, it does. You're spot on. It looks odd because conventional wisdom would say, well, Carolina should be favored if they're up 3-0 and this team's going to bow out.
Let's go home. Let's just get this done and go.
Yeah. Yep. And that's not the case there. But again, NBA, I like the Rockets. It's the only play I like tonight. As far as baseball goes, the weather supports a Nats over, Dodgers under, and a Giants under. Not a lot of great help across the board here, but I do think I found some of the best hitting situations. The two best hitting games should be Philly-Atlanta. I like that to go over 9. And the Yankees and the Astros, I like that over the 9 as well. I do like the Orioles today. Thought I was going to go with the over in this spot. There's some rain in the forecast as well, but I'm not going to touch the over. I do like the Orioles minus 120 at home. Colorado and the New York Mets, this is a game where I think Freddy Peralta comes out and dominates. He finally gets a team that strikes out a ton. We'll see if he can't get those Ks to go up. But it's a 7.5 total, and I think Colorado's going to be using somewhat of a bullpen game. Give me the under here in this spot, and I love the under in Miami-San Francisco. That one's supported by weather. A couple of lighter-hitting teams as it is with Miami and San Francisco, and if it's going to be harder to hit home runs, I'll take my chances there. And I like Taj Bradley against his former team. You guys like revenge spots? Taj Bradley gets traded from the Rays to the Twins. He's actually pitching well for the Twins. You're going to tell me he's not going to want to show up and shove it up their rear ends? Doesn't mean he's going to, but I do like Taj Bradley to pick up a win on the road. My top five plays for today would be the Yankees over, the Phillies over, Mets under, San Francisco under, and the Twins on the money line. There you go.
There you go. Ed Norris, tell us all about our 8 o'clock sponsor, my friend.
Of course, 8 o'clock is sponsored every day by the Lion's Den. You know, join the pride, man. You got to check out Lion's Den because if you want to be a success in one room of your house, kitchen's a good call. Bedroom's more important. Keep your relationship going. Push your limitations a little bit. Put some passion, pleasure, and romance back in your life. Check out Lion's Den, obviously lionsden.com, or a bunch of locations in the Baltimore area, Cockeysville, Catonsville, Pasadena, and Severn. Just check them out, Ben.
6 more rounds in the draft. I'm sure we'll text over the weekend a gazillion times, man.
Of course we will, yeah.
Enjoy the sunshine of Florida, Sarasota, Florida. Have a good weekend,
I will.
Man.
See you, man.
Too. All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Action-packed 9 o'clock hour for you. Ken Wyman of Inside Access, Vinny Serrato of Vinny and Haney, and former Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champion Ray Rice joins us all in the 9 o'clock hour right here on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney. Inside Access, live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you miss. 105.7 The Fan.
Brad Evans here to help you beat the Bulls with Westwood One Sports. Wear a crown, Bobby Witt. The Royal Superstar absolutely crushes lefties, batting 400 with a 1,028 OPS against him this season. Facing Angel Southpaw, Yusei Kikuchi on Friday. In 3 starts, Kikuchi has a 7.62 ERA. Kimmy Witt, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI, no matter the juice. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetMGM app today.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
311 and Dirty Head Spring, they're so glad you made it tour with Ocean Alley in Rome to Merriweather Post Pavilion on July 22nd, a Live Nation show. Tickets are on sale now. Keep listening to 105.7 The Fan for your chance to win tickets, courtesy of Live Nation.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios. Woo-hoo! This is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
With the 14th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Ravens selected...
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.